The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. The ultimate guide on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Fionn Davenport, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, is back with me. Regular listeners will know that Fionn already provided us with the ultimate guide to Las Vegas, Nevada. We are back in the same state this week, Fionn, but I take it doing everywhere but Vegas. Is that right?
We are indeed, Kieran. And, well, in fairness, I have to, Jess Kelly did help when we covered it. We did a two-hander back June. And it's all because Aer Lingus had announced then that they were launching direct flights from Dublin to Las Vegas. And the first of those flights, which go out three times a week, went out last Friday. So I thought, given that the flights are now up and running, as it were, it's worth exploring the area. Because as much as, sure, you can go to Vegas and you can just spend your time in Vegas, what the flight also does is it opens up Nevada, California and Utah to visitors from Ireland in a way that just wasn't that easy beforehand.
Okay, so, I mean, this is a massive state and I'm sure there's a huge amount to do in it. So where do we start?
Okay, so I've just picked, really, when you consider the artificial all colour, all noise, all light of Las Vegas is really surrounded by, like, the vastness of nature, you know. And it's, yes, all of Nevada, and you've got Reno to the north, which is like a mini Vegas. But really, you're talking about the deserts of Nevada that stretch into California and the all of the national parks in Utah. So we're going to start in California. So literally just over the Nevada border in California in Death Valley. Now, Death Valley is famous, obviously, for being the hottest place on Earth, as well as the driest place in North America. But it's also the largest national park in the lower 48, so outside of Alaska. 3.4 million acres, like hundreds and hundreds of miles of backcountry roads. There's so much to do other than just get really, really warm. Like if you're a really early riser, it's a two-hour drive from Vegas. Get up, see the sunrise at Zabriskie Point. Go to the Badwater Basin, which is the lowest point in North America. And then my favorite thing, which I've done a couple of times, is the 9 mile. It's called the Artist Drive. So it's a 9 mile drive and it brings you to a place called the Artist Palette. And it's the reason it's called that way is that through oxidization, all the colors come through in the rock. So you see, it's like weird. It's not like red or brown. It's like there's purples and violets and blues and yellows and all kinds. And it's really, really quite beautiful. I would recommend, like, Death Valley is not a bad spot to stay. So Furnace Creek has the Oasis at Death Valley, which I've stayed in. I've stayed in the resort, but it also has, which is really fancy, but it also has like motel style accommodation and also lots of restaurants in the area. And you'll see this is a common theme. The park is a designated dark sky park. So if you're into astronomy, you'll get to see lots of nice stars after sunset.
What about, there's another kind of national park that I do know of, and it's the Joshua Tree National Park.
Sure.
That's in Nevada, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not. It's in California.
Oh.
Yeah. Nevada has one national park, and we'll talk about it in a minute. So again, 4 hours from Las Vegas is Joshua Tree. So
okay.
Joshua Tree is on the edge of Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley. And to us here, it was made famous by the U2 album, Joshua Tree, back in whatever it was, 1987, whatever it was. And Joshua Tree is beautiful. It's amazing. And now it's worth pointing out that they're not actually trees, the Joshua trees. They're cacti. So most of the park's popular spots, and it is a very popular spot, is along what they call Park Boulevard, which connects the west and north entrances. So again, if you're an early, I mean, you'd want to be a ridiculously early riser or have stayed in Palm Springs or the Coachella Valley the night before. Keys View is great for sunrise and you get like these amazing views of the Coachella Valley. Go to Arch Rock Trail, which is where the park's most famous boulders are, the ones you've seen in a million photographs. Listen, Joshua Tree is great to spend 4 or 5 hours in. There's loads of hiking. Again, it's also a dark sky park. And there's a place called the Sky's the Limit Observatory. So after dark, it has like a proper telescope. So you can go and you can, and there's somebody there will teach you a little bit about how to photograph the night skies. But even cooler, if you just have a mobile phone, you can attach your mobile phone to the telescope and take a picture of the moon, like the moon was like, seriously, 500 yards away.
Oh, cool. Okay, I do like the sound of that. So I thought that was in Nevada, obviously not. No. What is their national park? What is Nevada's national park?
Great Basin National Park. And oddly enough, it's even further away than Joshua Tree and Death Valley. It's a 4.5 hour drive north of Vegas. And it's again, pretty expansive. And again, look, these are all similar highlights. But like, if you want, there's the Lehman Caves, which is the longest cave system in Nevada. And you get ranger guided tours of it. And then there's like a really, really beautiful 12 mile scenic route that takes you to the base of Wheeler Peak, which is the second highest mountain in Nevada. It's like 13,000 feet high. So it's not an insignificant peak. You can also go hiking there. So there's the Alpine Lakes Loop that takes you to Teresa Lake. There's a beautiful bristlecone forest, which is home to some of the oldest trees on Earth. And you can also hike to a view of Nevada's only glacier. So there's a glacier in the middle of this desert. If you want to go slightly off the beaten path, there's the 13-mile backpacking loop that takes right to Baker and Johnson Lakes. Again, also an international dark sky park. So there you go. You see, the theme picks up. Now, this one is really more for camping. If you want, you can stay. There are five campsites within the park and a bunch of others on the edge of the park. Now, if you are really looking for that kind of, I don't know, you strike me as someone who might be looking for that kind of, I want to get away from it all. And you can go wild camping. There are designated areas within the park where you can go wild camping. The only problem is you have to bring everything with you, including water, and you have to take everything back with you when you leave. So, you know, it's maybe not, I don't know if I'd fancy it, but I know people who do. Not you?
No. You know, life's too short to be dealing with all that.
No,
you know what I mean?
Enough.
I mean, there's five-star hotels who cater to your every whim.
That's true.
Now, the
next place I'm going to recommend is probably little known, wouldn't be that well known. It's really off the beaten track. It's called the Grand Canyon National Park.
Oh, never heard of it, Fionn. Tell me
never
about
heard
it.
Of it. I remember reading, I think it was one of those funny things where you see the comments, I think, on Google, where it was just like, yeah, it's not that grand. It is grand. It's one of the seven wonders of the natural world. The Grand Canyon is unbelievable. Now, there are two ways to get to it. You can get to the south rim or the north rim. So one is a 4 hour drive, and then there's an extra half hour if you want to get to the north rim. Now, you're talking about a canyon that is 217 miles long and the Colorado River running through the base, and at times is up to 18 miles wide. So the canyon itself, like, you can't even begin to see the other end of it. Like, the south rim is the only part of it that's open year round. So the north rim, which is 1,000 feet higher than the south, is only open from mid-May to now. It just closed. But it's the more stunning, and it has beautiful day hikes. Now, having said that, most of the parks, like, I think it gets like between 5 and 7 million annual visitors. They go to the south rim, which also has amazing viewpoints and most of the amenities, because where the tourists go, the amenities are. You're not going to see it all in one day, but you can check out a few viewpoints. And like, the park shuttle is going to take you, like, once you arrive at the information center, there's a park shuttle that can take you to different places. The other way to experience it from Vegas is on a helicopter tour. So for, I think it's like $250, it takes you 20 minutes. You'll fly over the Hoover Dam and you land. And then you can have like a little champagne breakfast. There's that add-on option if you want. And then jet back in the helicopter. I don't know. I like the idea of going hiking here. And I don't mean hiking for like 9 hours. I mean hiking for an hour and a half, you know, just to get a sense of, like, you can go right down from I think you can, I can't remember where it is exactly, but there, it's called the Bright Angel Trail, which takes you from the rim down into the valley floor. And look, going down is easy, but the return hike is the tough one. So, and it's pretty beautiful. Another one is Zion National Park. And if I'm not mistaken, Zion is in Utah, as is the next one. So these two are both in Utah. It's only 2.5 hours from Vegas. Like, the Utah border is really quite close. The most famous hike here is called Angel's Landing, and it's a fairly challenging trail, but it has amazing 360-degree views when you get to it. I think this Zion is maybe my favorite of the national parks that I'm mentioning. It's the most beautiful as far as I'm concerned.
We're kind of tight on time, but I know there's a couple of more. And again,
Bryce Canyon is
in Bryce Canyon. That's also in Utah.
Also in Utah. And again, this is famous for what they call these hoodoos, you know, these tall rock formations. The biggest collection on earth is found here. And then the last one, now this is the furthest distance away. It's a 5-hour drive from Vegas. It's called Capitol Reef National Park. But it's the drive itself is worth it because you're right in the heart of Red Rock Country in Utah. And it's one of those lesser visited places. Amazing cliffs, canyons, domes, natural bridges. And the main feature of the place, of the park, is called Water Pocket Fold. Look, you fly into Vegas, do your thing in Vegas, but remember that you have like this like unbelievably beautiful spectacle of nature within a couple of hours drive of Sin City. And to me, that's the most exciting part. So you can combine, like, do the Sin City holiday with a bit of exploration.
Fionn, pleasure as always. We'll talk to you next week. Fionn Davenport, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.